Archers for the week, 7 to 12 August 2005.
Ignorance is bliss for Pat and Tony.
You sure you don't want to put your feet up this afternoon, Pat?
No, I said I'd give you a hand with the weeding. So, your coffee's there.
Thanks. I was going to ask Tom. Where's he gone off to?
Oh, don't be silly. You don't think he tells me anything.
Oh, it must be serious if he's missing the cricket.
Perhaps he is still seeing Tamsin. Who's this?
Probably some tripper who's got lost. Like that idiot
yesterday.
No,
it looks like...
How he'd missed three signs
to
Penny Hassett. What? That old thing. What's happened to the mini?
It was fine when he went off this morning.
Perhaps he's had a bump.
Not your usual courtesy car, is it? Tom? Tom, where's your car?
Yeah.
Right. Have you got a minute, both of you? I could get used to this. I love a steak done on the barbie.
Well, if you took more Sundays off, you could have them at home.
I know. You should have more birthdays then.
Wouldn't mind if they're all like this.
Please do the presents then.
Yeah, but you should have spent so much, Will.
I think we're allowed to spoil you, aren't we, Joy?
I wasn't expecting a present from him as well. You are lovely.
I know you. You'll be hours in the bath before we go clubbing. So now, you've got some posh stuff to put in it.
And a new top, and my new shoes.
Yeah, and a load of new blisters next day.
Oh, it'll be worth it. Gonna dance till they chuck us out, and then I'll dance in the street.
Oh, come on, Em.
Why not? I haven't been out clubbing since... Well, Mum's having George to stay.
Oh, I've still got to be up at six.
Oh, I'm sorry, Will, but it is my birthday. You know I'm looking forward to it.
I'm only saying. I'm not gonna stop you. Don't worry.
Good. Dad are a long time with them strawberries. Have they gone to Home Farm for them?
It might not be just strawberries.
What? What's going on? What? Tell me!
Get off! We're not telling you, are we, George? All right, then, all right.
What?
There's cake and champagne.
Oh.
Yeah, they wanted to make it special.
Oh, they shouldn't have. They've spent so much on me already.
They wanted to. They love you. We all do.
Yeah, I know, but driving lessons don't come cheap, and saying they'll pay for my test as well. Oh, better get on and book that.
Listen to her, George. Once she can drive, mate, you'll never be at home.
No, that's right. We want our freedom, don't we, George?
And then, a week after we finished...
Oh, Tom, I'm so sorry.
You haven't heard anything yet. A week later, she delists me.
No.
Well, you might have seen that coming.
Sorry?
No, come on. You were setting yourself up for trouble the minute you started seeing her outside work.
Tell me.
No, it's true. It was completely unprofessional on both their parts. Talk about sleeping with the enemy.
Tony!
Oh, well, thanks, Dad. Thanks a lot.
He doesn't mean it.
No?
No, he's just angry on your behalf, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I'm angry, all right. At how he could have been so stupid.
Look, I don't need this.
Of course you don't.
I didn't have to tell you any of this. Not yet.
No. We're glad you did.
Oh, yeah. Really sounds like it. So Dad can gloat.
He's not gloating. Now sit down, Tom, please. Come on, we want to hear.
I don't think Dad does.
Of course he does, don't you, Tony? Oh, we want to help.
I don't need your help. I've got it all worked out.
Huh.
What's that supposed to mean?
Tom, come on, love. Sit down. Sit down. Now, you say you're delisted. She must have given you some notice.
Yeah. It's not for a while yet.
Good, that's something.
When exactly? It won't be until October.
Right, good. Bit of a breather.
Well, not really, Mum. It's 80% of my production in value terms.
Well, yes, I know.
But obviously, I've already been out trying to make that up again.
And how's that going?
I've got new orders worth about 8% so far.
Great. Well, that's a start.
Yeah.
Well, never mind all that. Surely the first thing you've got to do is scale back on your costs.
Oh, yeah, there's a good idea. I never thought of that. I tell you what, Dad, I could have sent the mini back to the leasing
company.
Well,
the two of you, please stop this. This is no time to be getting at each other.
He started it.
Oh.
No. your mother's right. I'm sorry, love. Sorry, Tom. We've got to see what we can sort out, all of us.
Thank you. Look, it's all right. All this helping me stuff, you don't have to worry. I've got it all worked out.
Have you?
Yeah. Including cutting costs, which will please Dad.
Go on, then. What's your plan?
Well, now I've told you, I'm going to have to tell my staff, aren't I? Tell them what's going on. In case, and just in case, I have to lay them off.
What? Neil and Susan? All of them?
Clary says sorry she won't be long.
Yeah, you know what it is, don't you? She's still icing your cake.
Oh, that's so nice.
Oh, Dad, you weren't supposed to say.
Wouldn't I? Why not?
Haven't you ever heard of a birthday surprise?
Well, the only surprise to me on me birthday is I'm still here. Yeah, it's next month, you know, Emma.
I know.
84.
Yeah, I know. You're having a party.
Oh, that'd be nice. If anybody thinks I'm worth organising one for.
Oh, of course you are.
If I'm still here.
Oh, here we go.
That's George well out of it. He was worn out all this celebrating.
Will, your mum's only going to make me a cake. You're supposed to tell her not to bother.
Well, I did.
Oh, don't worry about it. She wanted to.
Oh, you and Grandad wanted her to, you mean?
No. We never said nothing.
Oh, come on. We know who the Gannets are in this house. I feel dead sorry for whoever gets this place in life swap. They'll never get out the kitchen.
That's true, you know. You never get anyone who'll look after you like Clary.
Ah, well, we've been putting our minds to that, ain't we, Dad?
Yeah. Now, about this manual thing you're supposed to draw up...
That Clary's supposed to draw up.
There's nothing says we can't do one, too.
Oh, yeah, and I can imagine what that'd be like. Tea to be served in bed every morning.
And biscuits.
Oh, biscuits, that's a pudding.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm adding them in.
Go on, read us.
Okay. Tea and biscuits, followed by a full English breakfast.
You'll be lucky.
Hot dinner to be left for us midday.
Tea on the table at 6, with a proper pudding. And a bite of supper when we get peckish of a night.
You greedy pair.
Well, supper needs only be a bit of bread and cheese. We're not asking for nothing cooked.
Okay, I should hope not.
So, basically, you're saying all Mum's good for is filling your belly?
No, of course not. There's all kinds of other things Clary does for us.
Yeah, and there's a whole load of things she won't let you get away with. Here, let's have a look.
Oi!
Ferrets are allowed in the house of an evening? What, to watch telly? No, they're not.
Give it here.
Feet brackets in socks are allowed on the coffee table. Since when?
Let's have a look. Mr. Grundy Sr. has a very delicate constitution and may require his chest rubbing.
But only if you get Jolene, right?
And his corns require regular trimming. Oh, gross.
Yeah, well, I can't get down there myself these days. You know, I haven't seen my feet in years.
Oh, Joe, I'm sorry. You're never going to get anyone to do that.
Oh, you reckon? Well, Clary does it without a murmur.
What? Oh, he's right, Pat. He'll have to warn them. It's only fair.
Yes, I suppose so.
Even if it means I end up in the lurch.
Well, Neil's not going anywhere.
No, but Susan's always wanted an office job, really. She'll be off like a shot if she sees one.
And you can't really blame her.
No. And anyway, the best way to cut my overheads, really, is for me to make and pack the sausages myself, and do the pigs.
Yeah, but if you can make up your sales again...
Oh, we'll be lucky to make up the full 80%, love.
That doesn't mean I'm not going to try.
No, of course not.
I'll have to keep Jazza on for now. Free me up to go out touting for business.
Poor Jazza. Him as well.
Yep, afraid so. The only person who's vital is Morris, so I'm going to try and get him to stay part-time.
Do you think he will?
Well, I don't know till I ask him. And the other thing, I'm going to get on to Borchester Land about the lease.
Yeah, I suppose you won't need both units anymore.
No, but the good side is I won't need to keep so many pigs either, so there'll be savings there, and the money I make on selling the ones I don't need. And provided I can pick up some more sales, well, I reckon we can survive.
Right.
Well, that all sounds fair enough, Tom, but what about your borrowings? Can you cover those?
Yeah, I should think so.
Well, it's no good thinking so. How much do you owe?
I've paid off some of the loan from the bank.
How much do you owe?
Look, can't we do this another time? I've got to go and do the pigs today. Neil's got Emma's birthday.
How much?
Okay. About 40,000.
How much?
And that's to...
The bank, mostly. And feed and pigmeat suppliers.
Oh, Tom.
Well, in all honesty, I don't see how you're going to pay back that sort of money. Just supplying a few restaurants and whole food shops.
Well, it's not going to be a few, though, is it? I'm going to build sales up again.
Yeah, so you keep saying.
Anyway, if we're all done here...
Oh, yes. Thanks for telling us.
Thanks for listening. You've been great.
Oh, I don't know about that, but we'll have a think for you.
Mum, there's no need. I'm going to be okay.
Come here. Can I give you a hug?
If you have to. Okay, I'm going to go now. All right, Dad?
Hmm? Yeah, sure. See you later.
Bye, love.
Bye.
Oh, Tony.
Yes, I know, love. What a mess.
To owe that kind of money at his age.
Yeah, would have terrified me. I mean, we had some debts at Willow Farm when we were first married.
Nothing like that.
No.
We're going to have to help him.
Yeah, I know.
We can't let him go under. He's worked so hard. Look,
it's not just that, Pat. We can't let him go under because you know who stood guarantor for his bank loan? It was Mum.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Well, he's obviously not just giving up. That's one good thing.
You can see he's done some hard thinking.
I just wish he'd told
us. But is it on the right lines? That's what bothers me. I mean, it's totally unrealistic to think he can make up those lost sales with a few small orders.
We haven't got the sort of money to go bailing him out.
No. What we've got to do is find a way to help him that doesn't bankrupt our own business.
Tom's waiting for the right moment.
We had a lovely day.
Good.
Yeah, the steak was beautiful. We sank two bottles of champagne and wine on top.
Wine too.
The way Christopher knocked it back, there's no sale or return with him around.
Right.
And Emma's face when she saw what we got her. It's the best £250 we ever spent.
250?
Well, if you can't splash out on the 21st. Anyway, what did you do the weekend, huh? Here's me going on.
Oh, not much, you know. Catching up, really.
Huh?
Neil,
We're getting low on feed again, Tom.
Yeah, Neil...
We'll be going back to our usual place. Will we know you've straightened out that thing over the bill?
I doubt it.
Why not?
Neil, I've got something to tell you.
Yeah?
We're in a bit of trouble.
What sort of trouble?
I'm afraid I've been delisted.
What?
It's not immediate. It won't kick in until October, but when it does...
That's 80% of the business gone.
Yeah. And so I might not be in a position to, Neil, I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry. But I might have to let you go.
Let me... Are you saying I won't have a job?
No. No, of course not. Not definitely. I'm working on it. I'm trying everything I can to make up the lost sales, finding other outlets.
For 80% of sales?
There's still time. I can do it. I've got some new orders already, but I thought it was only fair to warn you.
How long have you known?
What?
How long?
Well, only a week.
No. No, you knew well before.
No, Tamsin only told me.
I'm not talking about Tamsin. You knew things were going wrong. You lied to me.
No, honestly.
Oh, yes, you did. All your reassurances. No, everything's fine, Neil. Just a temporary cash flow problem, Neil. And all the time you knew things were on the skids.
Neil, please, you've got to believe me.
Give me one reason why I should believe a word you say ever again. I'm your pig production manager, Tom. Or supposed to be. We're supposed to be partners, for heaven's sake, or that's what you told me. But when it comes to it, no. I'm just a hired hand, aren't I? Services dispensed with. You've done nothing but lie to me and Susan for... Oh, my God, Susan. You'll be sacking her as well.
Tony?
I'm still in the parlour.
I've got the shop accounts ready for you to look at.
Now, just a minute, Pat. If I don't get down, which cows are cycling?
Oh, sorry.
And 36. Right, all done. Sorry, you were saying?
The shop accounts. They're all ready. Up to the end of last month.
I'm fine.
I still can't believe Tom told Helen before he told us. Are we that awful?
No, of course not.
Well, we're going to have to be helpful from now on, aren't we?
Oh, I hope so.
Well, the thing is, he's done a lot of things right. He's got a good product. He's really strong on marketing
it. Oh, yes, all of that.
Anyway, I think we found a way forward, don't we?
Well, not until we've had a closer look at the figures. It's no good going to him and offering to bring his products under the Bridge Farm label if his debts drag us down with him.
Oh, no, of course not. I meant when we've done our sums.
I'll have to go and have a chat with our bank about it. And the accountant, probably.
Yeah, sure.
We'll have to extend the overdraft.
Yes, but they'll okay that, surely. We've got a pretty good track record.
Well, let's just wait and see.
Okay. You're happy with it, aren't you, love?
I don't know if happy's the right word.
Well, no, but I just think it's important that Tom sees we're doing something positive for him. Who knows, in the end, it might be for the best. Mm. If he'll just learn from all this, he could come out a lot stronger.
Susan.
Don't you say anything. Don't open your mouth. I don't want to hear any more of your lies.
Susan, please.
How could you, Tommy? How could you? Do you remember what you said to Neil when you got him into this with you? No? No, well, I do. Gonna get rich together, that's what you said.
Just...
And instead, here's both of us out of work.
That's not what...
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, you must be mad. Less than 3 months to make up that much business from tiddling little shops and restaurants. You couldn't do that if you were the best salesman and sausage maker in the world, and you're a long way from that. Oh, you're a big-headed, big-talking little nobody, that's what you are. And the wicked thing is that you've gone and made me and Neil believe all your big ideas.
Susan, please,
just listen to me. Oh, no, I haven't finished yet. Taking me all the way down to Bristol, putting in extra hours, letting me and Neil just carry on like nothing was wrong. Well, we did think something might be wrong, but oh no! You said everything was fine. Well, I don't know what you call it, Tom, but I call that lying.
I'm sorry, Susan. I'm sorry. That's all I can say. I promise you.
And what did Tamsin promise you, eh? That as long as you were sleeping with her, it'd all be okay. And then she dumped you. Yeah. Yeah, I know everything. Neil's told me everything. Oh, you're pathetic.
Tell you one thing. My manual for this life swap's going to make rather different reading from theirs.
Oh, have Eddie and Joe done their own?
Blooming ridiculous. Seems to me what Eddie's after is for Britt Eklund to move in and let him sit watching telly all night with his feet up and his ferrets and an endless supply of snacks. Oh, and beer.
Right.
I'm going to have to ask Cathy to keep an eye on them.
Oh, yeah, she's not doing it, is she?
No. Actually, I'd better nip round hers tonight, because tomorrow Shula and Alistair's coming for her and Kenton's birthday.
Oh, I see.
And then Shula's off to France.
Yes, I heard.
Shame Alistair can't go, eh?
Yeah.
Cathy wouldn't mind a few days away, but Kenton won't go nowhere till he hears back from the bank about this loan. He's like a cat on a tin roof, she says.
Well, I hope he knows what he's doing. It's a risky business taking out loans. They make it far too easy to overstretch yourself.
Oh, I think Cathy's had quite a hand in his business plan.
Mm. It's easy enough to fail in business, however keen you are. Well, get that if you want to, Clary.
No, it's all right.
Are you sure? Might be urgent.
No, it is. It'll be Susan.
Huh?
Yeah, she tried me dinner time, but I didn't hear the phone. It'll be about these cuttings I've promised her.
Will it?
Hey, her and Neil had a really good idea for Emma's present, did I tell you?
No.
Proper driving lessons. 11 for the price of 10. Mind you, it's still setting back over £200. And they're paying for a test.
Oh, that's very generous.
Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, Tony, did you want me?
No, it's all right. Don't come out. Just to say I've made that appointment we were talking about, love. Wednesday.
Oh, good. That was quick.
Yeah. So with any luck, it'll be good news all round.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do?
Come on. Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's worse for you.
No, not really.
Oh, it is. Oh, then it was all going to be a new start. A job. A house.
We've still got the house, Susan, and thank God we did it when we did. No one can take that away from us.
Oh, they can if they can't pay the mortgage.
Yes, I know, but at least it's less than before. And I've already rung Brian. I got my name down for any of their autumn planting. And their lambing when the time comes.
Oh, Neil. Does he think there'll be anything?
Well, he'll put my name down for the lambing almost certainly. There could be tractor work. He admits they're feeling it without Debbie.
Oh, well done, love.
And you never know, you might walk into that secretarial job you've been wanting.
Oh, no. Forget all that, Neil. I'm not holding out for that. I'll do anything. Cleaning, taking the iron in. I could go to the canning factory.
Love, not there.
No, I don't care. I don't care anymore. All I care about is keeping the house and keeping our family together.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And showing Tom he's not going to bring us down.
No. That's more like my Susan.
But for you. Oh, you to have to go back to that casual work. It's such a come down.
Oh, that doesn't matter. As long as we're okay.
But you shouldn't have to. It's all his fault.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, if he thinks we're going to go on paying him back that loan.
Well, we've got to.
Oh, out of the wages we're not getting? How?
I don't know, but we've got to.
But every payment's going to... Oh, we shouldn't have to be doing any of this. It's all Tom's fault. He lied to us.
Yes, I know he did.
Clary, you still surveying?
Only just. Usual?
No. Jack Daniels, please. No ice.
Bad day?
Not the best.
Oh, well, at least you can still afford to go out for a drink.
Yeah, I suppose.
Which is more than Neil and Susan can.
That's 2.40, please.
Neil and Susan? Has Mum said something?
No. Susan rang me. You didn't expect her to keep it quiet, did you, how you've let them down?
Clary, I know you're friends with Susan and all that, but this is not my fault.
Oh, just one of them things, is it, chucking people out on the street?
I'm not chucking anyone out! All I've done is warn them what might happen a couple of months down the line, but it's not going to.
So you say.
It's not. I'm working all hours to build up the orders again, and I'm going to do it.
How? Answer me that in the time you've got.
By... Oh, this is pointless. I'm having a hard time of it too, you know.
Oh, what, having to get rid of your car?
No.
And poor Jazza as well.
Jazza? He hates that job. He always has.
He still turned up to it, though, hasn't he? Slopping about in the mud all them mornings when you was in your nice, cosy office.
Yeah, and he never stopped moaning about
well,
it.
Well, how's he going to find another job, poor lad, with the way he is? Tell me that,
yeah,
eh?
Okay, it's all my fault, all of it. But telling Neil and Susan, believe me, it's the worst thing I've ever had to do, and I'm truly sorry.
Yeah, well...
And I swear to you, I'm doing everything I can to make sure it doesn't happen.
It's Tuesday afternoon, but Jack's in the dark.
There you are.
I told you I was coming in here.
Did you?
I'm writing to Muriel.
Muriel?
Yes, Muriel. My old friend from the ATS, the one from Vancouver.
What was she doing in the ATS if she's from Vancouver?
She isn't. Well, she wasn't then. She married a GI.
Oh.
Oh, Jack, you remember? She's over here visiting family, and she suggested I meet up with her in London.
We'll meet again, eh?
Yes, except we won't, because I shan't be going.
Why not?
Oh, dear, we've been through this. Because I can't leave you on your own.
Oh, Peggy, of course you can. You leave me all the time. Will you go to the hairdresser?
That's hardly the same.
And you're always off with Jennifer to the market garden.
Farmer's market. That's still only half a day. It's a whole day up to London, and a long day at that.
Then stay overnight.
That's even worse. I could never leave you overnight.
Of course you could. We'll find you a nice hotel.
Jack, no. I'd be worried sick the whole time.
But why? What's going to go wrong?
I'll get it.
No. You stay there. Finish your, thingy. All right. Oh, hello.
Hi, Jack. Is Gran in?
Yes, she's just writing a friend.
Hello, Tom. How nice to see you. Now, how about some tea? Or is it time for a drink, perhaps?
Okay. I'm sorry. How was I... Don't worry. I won't. I may... Oh. Bye to you too. That bloke's got a temper. Ian, how was I to know he's got 60 creme brulees to blowtorch for the Rotary Club?
Well, you might have known he'd be busy at this time. What were you phoning him for, anyway?
I was just checking something about the recipe.
Oh, can I help?
No. It's your night off, your guest.
Oh, it's in my best interest to make sure it's edible then, isn't it?
Edible? You cheeky minx. Borsich's answer to Jamie Oliver, me.
Hey, I was the one who had the idea for the school dinners.
Mm, yeah, so you did. Okay, taste this dressing for me, will you?
Oh, okay. Ooh, that's delicious. What's in it?
Ooh, a pinch of this, slug of that. I'll be putting it on the menu when I've got my chain of Son of Jack Star Bars meteries.
Penton.
Well, why not?
Oh, let's just concentrate on the one you've got, shall we?
I thought I might have heard from the bank by now.
You only gave him your business plan on Friday.
You know, I reckon he's so blown away by it, he's taking it to his boss.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you know, they're probably trying to get a venture capitalist interested, I think.
Look, love, you've just got to wait and see.
Yeah, I know, you're right. It's not my strongest point, though, patience. OK, now, shall we have another glass of wine now, or wait till little Shoe and Big Al get here with a decent bottle?
Well, let's have one now.
Is the correct answer. Poor old Shula. Hope she had a decent birthday.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Here you go.
Oh, thanks. She's got a holiday tomorrow anyway, hasn't she?
Yeah. Hey, she and Alistair could go one better on this life swap thing. You know, do an international version. Shula could hook up with some hunky Frenchman and Al could find himself some Juliette Binoche type.
That's hardly likely to do much for their relationship, is it?
It can hardly get much worse. No. Oh, and to think it's all Golden Boy Dave's fault.
They're fabulous, Emma. I'm so jealous. Mm,
she can hardly walk in them, let alone dance. But, hey,
that's not the point.
Yeah. I think I got that now.
I wish I'd got some new shoes.
Oh, borrow my pink ones, Bren. They go lovely with that skirt.
Oh, could I?
Yeah, of course. Could you fetch them, Will? In the bottom of the wardrobe, the strappy ones.
Right,
OK. Cheers. Oh, I feel so guilty.
What about?
Oh, going out and enjoying myself. Mum and Dad.
Yeah, I heard.
Oh, I can't believe Tom doing that. After all they've done for him.
Well, he hasn't done anything yet, has he? Just given them warning.
Yeah, it's going to happen though, isn't it? He can't replace that much in sales for all his talk.
I'm sure he will. He's got a good product. Those new restaurants open up all the time.
Hang on, whose side are you on?
No one's. It's awful for your Mum and Dad, I know, but... Tom's been sewn up himself, hasn't he? By the supermarket.
Yeah, and he deserves every bit of it. Are these the ones?
Yeah, that's them.
Oh, thanks. They're great.
Like Susan says, when Tamsin made up her mind to dump him, they were all done for.
Well, Tom reckons there isn't a connection, Will.
She was sleeping with her supplier.
He thinks delisting might not even have been her decision. She might have been lent on from above. But I don't know. I reckon she was looking after number one.
Yeah. She starts stocking his stuff. They start their little romance. They finish and he's delisted. Bit of a coincidence, isn't it?
Tom says they weren't selling enough. That was really bad luck either way.
Well, his sausages can't be as great as he says, though, can they? He's going to have a hard job flogging them anywhere else. And my mum and dad are both going to be out of work. Cray.
My mum had a good pop at him anyway.
Did she?
Yeah. I think she feels a bit embarrassed about it now. But I said, good for her.
Yeah, too right.
Look, let's forget about Tom for tonight, shall we? We're supposed to be having a good time. I'll get these shoes on and let's get over there and get dancing.
Oh, dear, Tom. It does sound as if you're in trouble.
No, no, not really. Not as long as I can make up the lost sales, which I'm sure I will.
You're setting yourself quite a task.
I've got 3 months. Well, nearly 3 months. I just thought it was only fair to tell you, Gran, because you've been so brilliant about supporting me in the past and so generous.
Well, I just hope I've done you a favour. Now you've had this setback.
Yeah, well, that's all it is, a setback, a blip. If I can just keep going, it'll all come good again.
You young people are so confident. Still, I'm sure Jack was the same when he was young.
Yeah, I bet he was. He wouldn't have achieved everything he has done otherwise.
No. I hope he's all right.
Do you want me to go and check?
No, I'll go. Oh, I've got to stop worrying so much. He's probably still clearing up in the kitchen.
Well, it was a lovely supper, thanks.
Always nice to have company. I'm just so sorry to hear what you're going through.
Yeah. You see, the thing is, Gran, there was something else. Look, I feel awful asking you this. Awful. But is there any chance... Well, is there any chance you could advance me another loan?
Another?
Only a small one.
But I lent you 3,000 last month.
Yeah, yeah, I know. And it was just in time. It got the feed company off my back for a bit. Bet they're on again for the next instalment.
But I don't understand. You're still getting your cheque from the supermarket, surely? And you'll go on getting it?
Yeah, of course. But I've had a lot of extra expenses I hadn't planned for. Packaging materials, promotions.
I see.
It'd only be for a bit, just to tide me over till I can sell a few pigs.
Well, I really don't know, Tom. I'm not saying I won't, but I would like a couple of days to think about it.
Fine. That'll be fine. Take as long as you like.
Well, not too long, obviously, if you're so desperate.
Well, the end of the week would be great if you could let me know by then.
All right, then. The end of the week.
Thanks, Gran. Thanks for even thinking about it.
I am sorry about all this, Tom. Must be such a disappointment for you when it was all going so well.
I'm not finished yet.
No, of course not. That's the spirit.
Oh, are you still here, Tom?
I'm just going, actually. I'll be in touch then, Gran.
All right.
Thanks again for supper.
Bye.
Night. Bye. Ah, I've put everything in the dishwasher.
Good. And you've turned it on?
Oh,
Jack. I suppose I'll have to go and do it.
No, I will. It's my fault.
No, it's not your fault, dear. But this is why I could never leave you and go jaunting up to London for a full day, let alone overnight.
Oh, Peggy, I could have all my meals at Grey Gables. There'd be no cooking or washing up for me to worry about.
No, you'd have to get yourself up there and back. I wouldn't have a minute's rest. You need someone with you.
Well, get, Jennifer. Yes, Jennifer, to come over for the day.
She can't leave them to fend for themselves with harvest on. No, the only solution would be for you to go and stay there.
Fine. That's what I'll do.
Would you?
Peggy, if it had put your mind at rest, of course I would.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I would quite like to go. I'd love to see Muriel again.
Well, go then. Who's Muriel?
Oh, I'm so happy you could come, Ed.
Yeah, well, I said I'd try. You didn't mind me bringing Jazzy, did you?
No, of course not.
And he's pretty fed up now, you know, all this stuff with Tom.
I'm surprised he didn't just quit straight away.
Well, he needs the money, doesn't he? He's saving for his holiday.
Yeah, of course.
How's your mum and dad?
Not good, and I feel terrible.
How come?
Well, they spent so much money on my birthday. I mean, if it were clothes or jewellery or something, I'd take it back and give them the money.
I wouldn't let you.
I'd make them, but I can't do that with driving lessons, can I?
It's a good job. You'll need them now you've given me the boot.
What? I did not.
Yeah, you did. You're just getting good at turning in the road.
What, with 19 points? You said it yourself.
No, don't put yourself down. Oh, I don't know what driving school's going to teach you.
Probably have to unlearn all the bad habits you've got me into.
Yeah, probably. I've got nothing to do now. We're not going out in the car.
No?
Not really. Oh. And this time last year...
Yeah?
I was about to go off run hungry, weren't I?
You were.
That was great. great. I had such a laugh.
Yeah, I know you did.
Did I tell you about that plum brandy liqueur stuff?
No.
God, it was well nice. It was like sweet, like runny jam. And then a second later, your throat's on fire, your eyes, your tongue's turning black.
Another drink, Em?
Oh, no, oh, Will, not at the moment.
Oh. Ed?
No, I'm cool, cheers.
Right. How about a dance, then?
Oh, well, I've only just sat down and my feet are hurting.
You were the one who wanted to dance all night.
Give me a minute, eh?
OK, then. Well, get myself another water.
OK. So, sorry, plum liqueur.
Yeah. And then I found out they make this stuff.
Oh, wait. Oh, I love this. Oh, come on, I've got to dance.
What?
Oh, come on, Ed.
She said she wanted a rest.
Really?
She said her feet were hurting. Doesn't look like it now. Come on, Brenda.
What? We're next to be served.
We're dancing.
Hiya.
Mind if we join you?
Of course not.
Feet okay now, Em?
Yeah, fine.
Good. Great. Okay, Ed?
Yeah, excuse me. I'm going to go to the gents.
Yeah, can you excuse me too?
Are you all right?
Yeah, I've just got to make a call.
Kirsty? Hi. Oh, my God. It's so embarrassing. You should so be here. You won't believe what Ed and Emma are like.
Ruth's become a domestic goddess.
Hi.
Ruth? What? Are you trying to give me a heart attack?
I don't know what you mean.
You're cleaning the kitchen.
So?
Well, it's not Christmas. None of the kids have got food poisoning, have they?
Well, of course not.
So, why?
Well, I just felt like it, that's all.
You wiped under the toaster. Josh and I were saving those crumbs for when we next run out of bread.
We're not going to run out of bread. I've done a big shop. There's 3 loaves in the freezer.
I don't like this. I don't like this at all. Talk to me, Ruth.
Will you stop it? It's not like we live in some kind of tip.
Oh, no, of course not.
Okay, it's for next week. The lice swap thing.
Oh, I see. Don't want the whole village to know what a slattern you really are.
Oh, what a slob I have to live with.
Oh, me?
Yeah, David, you. Mr. Wet Towels all over the floor. I can't see Lillian or Pat Fletcher picking up after you like I have to.
Will you stop tormenting me with Pat Fletcher? I'm not going to get Pat Fletcher.
Linda, then.
Nor Linda.
How do you know?
Because Mum's doing the draw and I'm going to nobble her. Anyway, since you're feeling so domestic, is there any chance for coffee?
Not at the moment, no. I'm bleaching the mugs.
Bleaching the... What, all of them?
There's only 6 now. I've thrown out the chipped ones.
Oh, great.
You could help me, though, if you've got a minute.
No, love, sorry. I've got ewes to sort.
Don't worry. It doesn't involve luring yourself to women's work. It's this manual I'm supposed to write of how we do things around here.
That'll be a pretty short document.
You won't. We've got plenty of house rules.
Like what?
Boots off at the door?
It's not a house rule, it's common sense.
Right. Not too much telly for the kids?
Yeah, not before 6 o'clock in the morning, you mean? Couldn't have brought the kids up without the telly.
Oh, Jill gave me a good one. Mm-hmm. No one's to touch her marrows.
I beg your pardon.
For the flower and produce show.
Who'd want to do that anyway?
Oh, I don't know. Someone who doesn't know anything about gardening, I suppose. Mm-hmm. That Sabrina from Grange Spinney, maybe? David, you're blushing.
I'm not blushing. It's just hot in here.
If you got her, I'd get, what's her husband called? Richard, isn't it?
Don't know.
He does everything round the house, apparently.
Does he?
I could stand a bit of that. It'd be wonderful to live in a nice new house where great flakes of paint don't fall off the ceiling every time you shut a door, like in our room.
Hey, that's a point. Where's this person going to sleep?
Thanks for coming, Tony.
Oh, that's OK. I had to go into Borchester, so I was out and about.
Oh, good. Tea for you?
Oh, thanks, Mum. Is it about Jack?
No, it isn't for once. He seems to be having quite a good day today. Thank goodness.
Right.
No, it's about Tom. He's been and told me all his troubles.
Oh, yes?
And asked if I'd be able to advance him a bit more money.
What? The cheeky... On top of the £10,000 you gave him at the start?
And the £3,000 I lent him last month.
Another three?
You didn't know?
No, I did not. The little...
Oh, dear. Perhaps I shouldn't have said anything.
No, I'm very glad you have.
Oh, I don't know. He's worked so hard, and he's clearly so committed and determined to save the brand. But I really don't know what to do for the best. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what I think, Mum. He's really overstepped the mark here. As if you haven't got enough on your plate.
Oh, well...
No, you have. And for him to come bothering you with problems which are all of his own making...
Are they?
Well, maybe not entirely.
I take it you don't think my giving him any more is a good idea?
No, it's not. And there's no need. You see, I was in Borchester seeing the bank manager. Our bank. He's agreed to extend the overdraft. Pat and I are going to help Tom out.
Oh, Tony, that is a relief.
Well, it's only right. On our terms, though.
Do you think he'll go for that?
Well, don't see he's got much choice. All this talk of building up sales again, it's all airy-fairy.
Well, as long as you think he'll agree.
Well, don't you worry about it any more, Mum. And as for that extra £3,000 you gave him, I'll pay you back straight away.
Oh, Tony, I wouldn't hear of it.
Oh, come on.
Jack and I aren't exactly short. I'll happily write it off, just like the money I put in at the start. I always knew it was a gamble.
Well, that's very good of you.
I'm just relieved not to have to think about it anymore.
I wish you could get a break somehow, Mum. Away from Jack for a bit.
Well, I'm having one, actually.
Are you?
Yes, next week. Jack's going to stay with Jennifer, and I'm going to see Muriel. I can't wait.
It would be this one.
She's always hated being handled.
You'll have to pull that halter a bit tighter, David, or I'll never get this stuff in her eye.
Sorry. Sure, steady there. So, did Shula get off all right?
I haven't heard otherwise. She's supposed to be phoning tonight.
Oh, they should have a great time. Josh is dead jealous. You've heard about Tom, I suppose?
Yeah. Other eye now.
Okay. Okay, girl. All right.
I see he's had to make the ultimate sacrifice. Get rid of his car.
Oh, yeah, poor lad.
Oh, I thought it was poor Neil and Susan. Chucked out of work.
Well, not yet. And I wouldn't underestimate Tom.
Don't be silly. You can't just replace what's been suddenly taken off you that easily. I should know.
No, but... Well, I doubt that this is the end of Tom's sausage business. He's young. He'll be back.
Oh, yeah, of course. He's young. Anyway, this eye seems to be okay. With luck, we've caught it before it gets round the rest of the herd.
Thanks, Alistair.
And I'll sign that certificate for the other one while I'm here. One with a hip problem? Unless she's made a miraculous recovery.
No, I'm afraid not. No, you could see every day was more and more of a struggle.
Was?
Well, Steve was here, you see, and Sam happened to mention it to him, and so...
He signed her off. She's gone.
Yeah. Well, we just felt, you know, as she was suffering and Steve was here anyway.
Oh, no, that's fine. It was obviously the most efficient thing to do. And better for the animal.
Well, that's the main consideration.
Yeah. Of course it is.
Oh, very quiet. I thought you'd all still be hard at it.
Yeah, well, Susan and Morris are just doing the basics and clearing off. Can't really blame them, I suppose.
No.
Morris has agreed to give the part-time a go, though, which is something.
Oh, good.
If it comes to it. Anyway, will this take long, Dad?
Well, I don't know. That depends what you think of what I'm going to say.
Go on then, try me.
Your mother and I have been doing a lot of thinking since the weekend, and we think we've come up with a plan which is a way forward for you. For all of us.
Oh, yeah.
I've roughed out some figures based on what you've told us, but I really need to have a good look at your books.
Why?
No, just listen. We think the best thing is for you to come in with us under the Bridge Farm label.
What?
Tom. And we'll market the product alongside...
But I've spent years building my own brand.
Look, if you're just going to keep interrupting...
Okay, you might as well finish.
We'll slowly build some good solid sales through quality restaurants and small shops. You'll still be in charge of the pork and sausage side of things, but we'll take any major decisions between the four of us. And because your mother and I will be putting time into helping you, we'll need you to help out a bit more with other things on the farm. It's a great chance for you to get involved with our enterprises. Widen your scope a bit.
Is that it?
Well, yes, basically.
Well, thanks, Dad. Your mum have obviously put a lot of thought into it.
Yes, we have. And I...
honestly... But it's hardly a great vote of confidence, is it? I told you on Sunday I'm sorting things out.
Oh, Tom, not again.
I am. I'm going to save the brand as it stands, and I'm on my way to doing it.
Are you? If you mean with help from your gran, you can forget it.
What?
She's spoken to me about it. She agrees what I've just offered you is the best plan.
Oh, does she?
Yes. And frankly, I'm disgusted that you've tried to wind her in any more than she is already. How dare you go trying to tap her for one hand out after another?
Excuse me, she's been perfectly willing.
Well, she isn't anymore. Don't you realise in all your stubbornness about saving your precious brand that if you don't pull it off, this company's going to go bust? Yeah, and who's liable for the debts? It won't be you. It'll be an 80-year-old woman with a sick husband. Is that what you want?
Oh, don't be stupid. Of course it isn't. I can't make it any clearer to you. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to let it happen.
It's not in your control, Tom. You can't force places to take your product.
I can and I will.
Tom, you can't replace that lost volume. Not on the timescale you've got.
You really don't think so?
No. No, I'm sorry, but I don't.
Right. Well, you've given me a lot to think about there, Dad. Is it okay if I get back to you on it?
No, I don't think it is a one-off. I can see it won't be long before they're giving St. Stephen all the cattle work.
Hello? Alistair?
Anyway, you'd better go and eat, and I think someone's here. And you. Yeah, talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Hello?
Oh, Ruth. In here.
Hi. I hope I'm not interrupting.
No, I was just going to do some work on the computer.
Oh, right. I won't keep you. It's just, I've got a huge apology to make.
Oh?
I found this...
Oh, what is it?
It's Daniel's cagoule. I've been having a bit of a tidy up at Brookfield, and I'm so sorry. We must have had it for months.
Oh, I shouldn't worry. Seems to have survived without it.
I thought Shula might have been looking for it to take to France. You haven't had to buy a new one, have you?
I've really no idea.
Oh. Oh, well, you've got it now anyway.
Yes.
And you shouldn't be needing it in France, hopefully. Have you heard from them?
Yeah, just now. They're having a high old time.
Good.
Yeah. Well, if that's all,
Yeah, I'll let you get on. Oh, is that one of those poker sites?
What? Oh, no.
Usha says it's really good fun.
No, it's these blessed pop-up windows. I keep getting them.
Oh, they're a pain, aren't they?
Poker, chat lines, drives me mad. I'm going to have to ring the helpline.
Yeah, there must be something you can do.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, well, I'll let you get on.
Okay. Thanks for this.
It's no trouble. Better get back and tackle the spare room.
Right.
Yeah, well, bye then.
Bye.
Right.
Log on. Username.
The night of the draw.
Now, don't forget, Mum, whatever else you do, for goodness sake, pick me someone decent.
I do my best, David. Who would you like, ideally?
Well, that's a bit of a leading question.
All right, then. Who don't you want?
How long have you got?
Right, in no particular order. Pat Fletcher, Lillian...
Linda.
Oh, well, no, of course not.
Definitely not Linda. In fact, I'll tell you who I'd really like.
Oh, yeah?
Clary.
Oh!
She's easygoing, she understands the kind of life we lead.
She can cook?
Yeah, she can cook. She'd suit me down to the ground.
You'd probably suit her too. She's used to clearing up after three men, so one would be a positive holiday.
Well, I can't promise anything, but I'll see what I can do.
I don't think Lillian would be too bad. At least you'd be a bit of a laugh.
Well, that sort of depends on your sense of humour.
But you wouldn't want Mac, would you, Ruth?
Well, no. But until he sells honeysuckle, there's always the hot tub to consider, isn't there?
Hello.
Evening, Jennifer.
Hi.
Haven't missed it, have I?
No, another few minutes yet.
Oh, that's good. Time to get myself a drink. Excuse me.
See you.
Hi. What's she doing here? She and Brian aren't life swappers, are they?
Not as far as I know.
I'm sure he'd have said.
I'm sure he would.
All will be revealed. But I better go and sort myself out.
Good luck.
Thanks. But I think you're the ones who'll need it.
Well, there's no way Jenny and Brian would be doing it. As if she could risk him being paired off with Caroline.
Or Mandy Beesborough. Yeah. Or the famous Sabrina.
Well, or anyone for that matter.
I'm sorry it's only beans, Jazz. If Mum were here, she'd have done us something.
Beans is great.
Where is your mum? I'll hold down the pub for this life swap thing.
Life swap?
Here, go on, get stuck in.
Thanks. So what is it?
That's all these old couples are going to swap partners.
Hey!
I don't like that. It's raising money for some dumb thing. Anyway, that'd be disgusting. It's not like there's anyone fit doing it.
Doesn't it stop some of them? Your mum and dad are going in for it.
You try and stop Dad.
You want to watch yourself, Ed. Yeah, Lillian Bellamy isn't doing it, is she?
Yeah, I just want whoever we get to leave me alone. Help yourself to another one, mate.
Ta.
God, this place is doing my head in. Don't know why I ever came back.
No?
No.
Oh, mate. Well, come away to Spain with me and Stu. Do you good?
Nah.
Go on, just get a flight. You can keep in with us.
Thanks, Jazz, but... So I think I need more than just a couple of weeks away, you know?
You're not the only one.
I might talk to Oliver.
What? Go back to Hungary? Yeah, that'd be wicked. You know what? I could come and join you.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to chuck in that poxy pig job anyway when I've got my holiday spends together. Catch your way over and meet up.
Yeah, you could.
Hungary. Yeah. It's going to be better than sliding around in pig muck for Tom Archer.
I couldn't believe it either. None of us can. Especially not Adam.
Well, good for Brian.
Yes, and without even Olympic-level nagging from me. Anyway, he's banked the cheque before Brian could change his mind. And that's their deposit, pretty much.
I didn't even know their offer had been accepted.
Oh, yes. Subject to survey. Matt needs a quick sale, you see.
Of course. Well, that is good news.
Yes, it is. Is there any news from Shula? How's she enjoying her little break?
Very much, I think. Or so Alistair says.
Oh, how's he coping without her?
Fine. I've offered him supper any night he wants, but he seemed to be quite happy with his own company.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Brian would love the house to himself for a few days. You know we've got Jack next week.
Yes, you're brave.
Brian's still convinced it's all part of a life swap experience, and he's got to spend a night with Mum in return.
It could be enough of an experience having Jack, I should think.
Yeah, I know. Lillian says we'll need a stair gate and childproof locks on the kitchen cupboards.
Oh, dear, I hope not.
Jill! Jill!
Oh, evening, Linda.
Oh, hello. Jill, are you clear on the procedure for the draw?
Yes, I've got it all worked out.
Because I'm very happy to do it if you prefer.
But you can't do it. You're in it.
Well, I don't think that matters.
Of course it does. It might look like a fix.
Oh, surely not.
Anyway, I'm perfectly capable of doing it. Thank you.
Well, I didn't mean
to. I'm sure you didn't. Now, I think it's about time I got started.
Jill? Oh, dear. Jill, I honestly did
mean that you... Can you please just let me get on with it?
Oh, yes, but I really must say a few words first to update everyone on the progress of our grant applications.
Oh, all right, if you have to.
Thank you.
But keep it short.
Oh, I shall. Oh, it's on. Hello? good evening, everyone.
Oh, get her off!
In the excitement of the lead-up to our life swap experience, or should I say experiment, for which Jill Archer here is very ably about to draw names, I hope none of us has forgotten that the main purpose of the exercise is to raise money via sponsorship for a very worthy cause.
Get on with it!
A very worthy cause, namely the Cat and Fiddle Restoration Project.
We don't care! Why are we waiting? Why are we waiting?
Perhaps, Linda, you could give your little talk after the draw, as that's what people have really come for.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, very well. Well, later on, then. Here, Roger.
Thank you. Right, without further ado, I'm going to draw names for the first lucky pair who are going to swap lives next week. And they are
Madeline and Marcus Hendricks.
Who?
Grange Spinney.
With Sabrina and Richard Thwaites.
Oh, that's one decent bird out the running.
Oh, David, what a shame.
Oh, I never wanted her.
Right, well, jolly good luck to them all. And next we have Caroline Pemberton and Oliver Sterling.
Oi, oi.
And they'll be swapping with Sid and Jolene Perks.
Oh, flipping it.
That should be interesting.
Ooh, I might as well go home.
So there'll be a new face behind the bar one night next week. And the next one out of the hat. Oh, it's Ruth and David Archer.
Well, you're on, mate.
Here we go.
Well, come on, Mum.
And their new partners are going to be Robert and Linda Snell.
Oh, no!
You sure your dad'll be up for buying us a drink?
Yeah, especially if he's got drawn with Jolene.
Great. Because I'm skint.
Oh, me too. That club the other night cleared me out.
The prices. What are they on? What's the pay like in Hungary, then?
Well, it's not much. But I mean, where you are, there's not much to spend it on except drink.
Excellent.
Well, your living's thrown in, so you can make quite a bit.
Aye. And when we could go away even further.
Yeah.
Hey, we could go to India and Thailand and that.
Well, there's quite a few places between Hungary and India, Jazz, if you're itching. Of course, from Thailand, you can get to Australia.
Oh, hello, Aussie babes.
Yeah. Well, you get work there, no problem. There's enough farms. We've both got experience.
Oh, aye. I'm sure Tom would write me a great reference.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to forge that one, mate.
Jack McCreary is the best worker ever.
Yeah, something like that.
I can't wait to send him a postcard. Pratt.
Yeah.
What is it about people in here? They're all so full of it.
Yeah, either that or they're totally boring. I mean, like my brother. God, the way he is with Emma.
Tom Archer, he signs up everywhere.
So,
Tom Archer organic pigs. The pigs that go to make Tom Archer sausages so delicious.
Huh? Yeah, you'll just have to look the other way when we pass Willow Farm, then.
Aye, I will. Here. You haven't got any of those spray things, have you? Yours? No, for marking stock.
Well, thanks, Mum. Thanks very much.
Sorry. It's just the luck of the draw.
Luck?
It could have been a lot worse.
Well, for you, maybe. It's all right for you.
No, Linda might have refused to do it. What with the difficult reputation you've got.
Only with her.
David!
Oh, sorry, you'll have to excuse me.
Or should I say, husband-to-be? Now, Ruth, I don't want you to worry. You will find Robert very easy to get along with. Not at all the ogre some people seem to think.
I'm sure I'll be fine.
And of course, I shall leave you very clear instructions.
About Robert?
About everything. I've already laid in a supply of post-it notes.
What, you're going to stick them to the llamas?
No. Oh, No. Everything concerning the llamas will be in the manual. You've done the manual, Ruth, I hope?
It's still a work in progress.
But it'll get done.
Good. Good. Well, I shall obviously adhere to all your rules. And if there's anything you've missed off, don't worry. I'm sure Pip will be able to show me the ropes. Well, until next week, then. Mm.
Bye.
Bye. Show her the ropes or show her the door.
Come on, you. It's not for long.
Too right. I doubt I'll last an hour.
David, you have to. Look at all the sponsorship you've got.
Yeah, well, most of it since the draw. Oh, I'm going to write this manual myself, and the first rule is going to be duct tape over her mouth for the duration.
Excellent idea, Jazz.
I can't wait for him to see it.
Well, ring me when he does. I'll teach him.
Hey, dear lads. Fancy a pint?
Oh, great. Cheers, Dad. All right, thanks.
Hey, Clary, love, a pint each for these two when you got time, mate.
You're in a good mood. You never got drawn with Jolene, did you?
No.
Well, that's Sabrina Bird you're going on about?
Nah, she wouldn't have suited any road.
Oh, is it then? Did Britt Eklund decide to go in at the last minute?
Who? She's sort of like Abby Tipps, but a bit older.
All right.
Excuse me. Britt is an actress. A very good one. Any road, it's not Brit. And given that it were never going to be Brit...
Amazingly.
No, it's really all worked out for the best.
You said we haven't got Jolene?
No. We've got someone even better.
If there's anything I can do to help out with Jack next week, just let me know.
Oh, thanks, Jill. But I should think you'll have your work cut out taking distress calls from Brookfield.
Yes. I can see poor Davy's going to need some buoying up.
Well, I've doubled our sponsorship, if that's any incentive.
You're not the only one.
He could raise hundreds at this rate.
Jill!
Oh, she won't leave me alone tonight.
Sorry, but I really do have to go. I'll see you soon.
Bye, Jennifer.
Jill, I don't think I'll bother with my little address now. So many seem to have gone home.
I wonder why. Whatever you want, Linda.
I'm sure there'll be another opportunity. Or I could pin something up at the village hall. I see the posters are up already for the flower and produce show.
Are they?
Yes. Are you entering many categories this year?
I should think so. I usually do.
Yes, I know.
Why?
Oh, just wondering. Which do you think?
Better, you said, Freda Fry.
Well, he's a pretty good substitute, if you ask me.
I know it looks.
Ah, but it's not all about looks. You'll find that out, lad, when you're a bit older.
I hope not.
When you get to my age, it's more about keeping your strength up.
Meaning?
Work it out. Freda Fry. Pub food on tap for 24 hours. We are going to live like kings.
Well, there is that, I suppose.
I can't wait. And your granddad's over the moon. Here, Jazz, you can come round and all. Have a good blowout.
Don't have any much.
Well, bring it on.
Kenton's out to impress.
So, will I do?
Yeah, you look great. Very much the chief executive.
Well, that's the idea. You don't think the suit's too formal?
No, no. Look, you haven't got to go just yet. You've got time for a coffee.
Oh, no, thanks, Cathy. I've already cleaned my teeth. Twice.
Is that some kind of good luck thing?
Yeah, well, I hope so. It's got to be good news if they've taken this long over it, don't you think? I mean, it's the rejections that come quickly, isn't it?
It's no good thinking about it anymore. You're going to find out the verdict soon enough.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, it's only 10 past still.
Oh, sweetheart, sit down a minute.
No, I'll crease my jacket.
Oh, come on, you're making me nervous.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, let's talk about something else.
Yeah, fine. Good idea.
Move over, darling. It's not going to be much of a change for Clary, is it?
What?
Swapping with Frieda. Right. Bert will expect his meals on the table just like next door.
Yeah, well, there is only one of him, though.
Oh, that's true. I suppose the bungalow's nice and peaceful. Oh, and she'll be able to spy on Linda at Brookfield.
I have to say, Mum pulled a blinder there.
Yeah.
Wasn't a sponsored day, but now...
No, you'd better get in quick. The rate's shooting up all the time. You should start a book on how long he'll last.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
What is it now?
No, it was just when you said about rates going up made me think about the bank again.
This is hopeless. You might as well go.
Yeah, I think I'd better, actually. Oh, there might be traffic.
Well, the very best of luck. I'll be thinking about you. Make sure and ring me the minute you know.
Is that any better?
Yeah, let's have a look. Yeah, I can walk to the curb from here.
Well...
You're fine, then.
Are you sure?
Your reversing's fine.
Yeah, after a million goes. It's this great big car. Well, it's much easier in a smaller... Well, it'll be much easier in a driving school car.
Oh, of course it will, of course.
Yeah, I hope so.
Tell you what, when you pass, we'll change it.
Oh, yes, please.
I'll miss it, though.
Like the car?
No, taking you out driving. It's nice being in the car, just the two of us.
Yeah.
We've had some good times in this car, haven't we?
Yeah.
Em?
What?
Our anniversary. I want to do something special.
Oh. Yeah. What were you thinking of?
Well, I don't know yet, but just the two of us. Because it was always hundreds of people for your birthday.
No, it wasn't. You had me all to yourself on Sunday.
Oh, at your mum and dad's.
I couldn't not see my parents, or yours, and you don't mind me seeing my friends, do you?
No, of course not, no. But our anniversary's different, isn't it? That's just about us.
Yeah, of course it is.
I'll organise it all. It'll be a surprise.
You're good at surprises. Oh, thank you, Will.
Yeah. I'm so happy.
I'm glad.
George and you. Oh, I love my whole life. Oh, Em, let's have another baby.
You're never going to get it off.
It's marker spray, that's what it is. Thanks very much, Jazza.
How do you know it was him?
Oh, come on, Brenda, look at the writing, if you can call it writing. And how could he misspell... there's only four letters in it.
Yeah, three his way. You ought to sack... Well, suppose you already have, kind of.
I can't really blame him, I suppose. I'd feel the same. Oh, it's no good. I'm going to have to take this sign down.
You don't want people to think you've gone out of business.
Well, better that than Tom Archer, you're a pig. Even if that's what half the village thinks of me already.
No, they don't.
No, they do. Even your mum's a bit off with me. Everyone's on Neil and Susan's side.
You haven't even done anything yet.
I know. And if I wasn't wasting time on this, I could be out getting more orders and making it less likely that I'll have to... Oh,
Tom.
You and Roy are about the only people who are speaking to me. Apart from Mum and Dad and Helen. And I wish they wouldn't bother.
So, what happens next, then?
Well, that depends who you talk to. If you talk to Mum and Dad, they've got it all worked out.
Have they? Great.
No, it's not.
Oh. Will?
Oh, hello.
I've brought you lunch.
Oh?
Don't forget to have it.
Well, I'm not that hungry.
Oh. Well, it's not quite dinner time yet.
No.
Will?
What? What, Em? You don't want another baby and you're surprised I'm teed off.
I didn't say that.
You did.
All I said was not right now.
No, Em. The first thing that you said, the first thing that came out of your mouth was no. Oh,
sweetheart, please. I was just a bit surprised. I didn't know you wanted another one so quick.
You did. You always knew. 3 or 4 we said, and I said I'd like them close together.
Well, not this close. George is still only a baby.
He'll be over a year by the time you had it.
But only just... And that's still a baby, really.
But you love babies.
Well, of course I do. I love George to bits. That's why I want to enjoy him.
Well, you still can.
No, I can't. Not if I'm worn out from being pregnant and having broken nights with him and having to carry him about when I'm huge. Because he won't be walking and then two of them night and day and having to get a double buggy and the feeding and the nappies.
Well, I am.
Well, I don't think you realise. Well, it's me who's got to do it all.
Yeah, you're right. Of course you are. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
No, I said it first.
You always do.
Come here. It's me. I should have thought, from your point of view.
Well, as long as you see it now.
Yeah, you're right. We both want to enjoy George. Every minute.
There's so much we can do with him once he's a bit older. We can take him places.
Where?
Exciting places. On holiday. Away. Abroad, maybe.
Where? We can't go taking him somewhere like Mexico.
No. Just, I don't know, Spain or somewhere. Anywhere.
I know where we can go.
Where?
Great Yarmouth.
Great Yarmouth?
Yeah. They're the best beaches over there. Sandcastles. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Sandcastles. That's it.
Sorry to drag you away.
No, don't be silly. When I didn't
hear... Sure, Lizzie won't mind you scurrying off.
I don't care. Come on, just tell me.
I'm sorry, Cathy.
Will you stop saying that? What are you sorry about?
For being such a useless, naive, over-optimistic fool.
Love.
I'm just a total waste of space. And what's more, I'm a waste of space who can't even see it.
The bank's turned you down?
Flat.
What did they say? Well, didn't they like any of it?
Nope. He couldn't think of a single positive thing to say. I mean, no wonder he took so long getting back to me. Oh, I bet they've been having a laugh passing my business plan around the branch all week.
No, they haven't.
Oh, look how the morons overestimated the earning power. Hey, I could top that. Guess what? He's got no relevant experience in enhancing profits.
Yeah, okay, I get the idea.
But, you know, the real killer, I mean, the thing that really made him put the boot in.
Yeah?
I've got no security. Oh, and here I am, what, 46? No, 47, and basically got nothing to my name. You could see he scarcely believed it. He looked at me as if I was a freak.
Oh, love, I'm so sorry.
No, hey, hang on.
I'm the one who's saying sorry.
No, you've got nothing to apologise for.
Come on, Cathy. I mean, look at me. I am a complete loser.
You're not. You're anything but.
And the thing is, I just feel so stupid, you know, thinking I had a chance. I mean, who in their right mind would take a punt on me?
Well, I would. I wouldn't be here without you.
Oh, rubbish.
No, I'd be in a psychiatric ward somewhere. I would.
No, you wouldn't. I mean, you'd have got over all that.
Not without you.
Yes, you would. I mean, with Pat and Sid.
Kent and I needed you. Mm-hmm. And you stuck around when I was being nothing but horrible to you. So don't ever tell me you're a failure, because you're not.
Well, I feel...
You're not. You're warm and funny and caring and... Yeah, OK, you might fantasise a bit, get things a bit out of proportion. But it's one of the things I love about you.
You wouldn't like to come with me and say all this, would you? I have to tell Mum and Dad and Jack and Peggy and everyone, eh?
I'm sure you'll find a way. It's probably for the best. Now you can stick to what you're really good at.
Mm. Just remind me again, I was enjoying that.
Managing the place.
Mm. Yeah, but whoever buys it has got to agree to keep me on first.
It'd be idiots not to, especially with all the new ideas you've come up with.
Yeah, maybe.
Definitely. We'll see.
Oh, thanks, darling.
Don't be silly. And think of the pluses. Being a businessman hasn't done Tom much good, has it? Do you really want the hassle?
And then he tried to blackmail me with Gran.
How did he do that?
Saying if I didn't go in with them at Bridge Farm, I'd go bust and she'd be liable.
That seems a bit extreme. Coffee?
Thanks. Well, yeah, of course it is. It's plain stupid. But that's never stopped Dad going for the worst case scenario.
It's all very complicated, isn't it?
Not really, no. It's only what it's been like all along. Right back to when Hayley and I first tried to keep John's business going.
She was telling me about that.
They wanted total control then. They managed to squeeze Hayley out after all the work she put in. And now they're trying to do the same with me.
But if you'd still be in charge of the pigs and the meat business...
Yeah, well, they say that. I'm obviously going to have to ask their permission about everything that isn't just moving the arcs and filling the feeders. They won't be happy till I've got no independence at all.
Oh, Tom, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I do. If I show any kind of initiative that doesn't fit in with Dad's whole fussy, whiny-ass way of doing things, well, it's going to be totally squashed.
But what other choice have you got? Apart from, I don't know, staying like you are and building up sales again.
Which Dad clearly doesn't think I can pull off, so he's made it a lot harder for me.
How?
I need some cash, Brenda. Like, now, to pay off some debts. And I was on the way to getting it.
From the bank?
No, from Gran. But Dad goes round and weasels out of her that I've asked her, so he cuts that line off straight away.
You went behind your back?
Yeah. Now do you see why I'm so furious?
Yeah, I do. Of course I do. But I still don't see what choice you've got except to go in with your parents.
No. I mean, even I can see it'd be quite logical. And it's a very generous offer for them, extending their overdraft and everything. But I just know what it'd be like. I know what I'd be letting myself in for. And it's just... the whole way Dad's gone about it.
Yeah, I can see that too.
I'd rather give my sausage recipes to the supermarket and go and bum around the world. He can stick his offer.
Archers was written by Joanna Toy, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.